Hey, let's read our book. I like to call it our book because I read the foreword. Actually, that made me laugh, so I thought I'll share it with you. So as you see, I'm actually in bed, but not that it's important or anything. I was a little bit tired because I'm in the middle of a move, packing boxes, but I'm also being evicted from this camp, so I have to meet a lot of people to talk about the paperwork and you know, all the things that are happening right here. So yeah, it's not fun and takes a lot of energy, but yes, I thought we have to get on with this book because I think it is very important to share. And so here we go. Vladimir N. Binney. So he's from the General Physics Institute, Russian Academy of Sciences. So no surprise that it is in Russia, right? And so the foreword was kind of funny because it says, the book is meant primarily for physicists, but it will also appeal to workers in chemistry, biology, medicine, and related fields. And I thought, I'm just a simple French teacher, but I hope that I've got a team behind me to you help me understand and get through this book. It is written by Vladimir N. Binney, a well-known expert in magnetobiology and a member of the American Bioelectromagnetic Society. Electromagnetobiology is a fast-developing field of research. Well, I have to make some connotations on that because I have read the Invisible Rainbow book, and in there they say, you know, what the effects are of electrical fields on biological tissue. So this is actually not new. It's practical and environmental aspects being a topic of ever-increasing number of books. Well, at least there is a reawakening, let's say. At the same time, physically, the biological effects of weak magnetic fields are still regarded as a paradox. Yes, and now we know why that is, because it has been turned into a bioweapon against humanity. The book comes to grips with that problem and fills a theoretical gap. It reviews and analyzes the experimental evidence that yields some insights into the primary physical processes of magnetoreception and the frequency and amplitude spectra of the action of weak magnetic fields. Also, the book reviews the available hypothetical mechanisms for that action. The methodology used in the book enables any physical idea to be quickly assessed in terms of its value for magnetobiology. The author proposes a unified foundation to account for the biological effects of magnetic fields, of especial interest in this hypothesis of the interference of quantum states of ions and molecules put forth to explain the paradoxes of the non-thermal action of electromagnetic fields. Because that is exactly what they do with cell phones. They only look at the thermal effects. So if the skin heats up or not. So they take a bag of water, they hold the phone next to it, and they see, does that bag of water heat up? It's ridiculous. Binney draws on fundamental physical principles to derive a reasonable model for the interaction of electromagnetic fields with biological systems. The model agrees well with experiment and is essentially a thorough formulation of this interaction problem. The theory awaits elaboration, a fact that is bound to attract to that field new workers to whom the book could be recommended as a proper introduction. The subject of the book could also be referred to as magnetobiological spectroscopy, in which data on physical processes in biophysical structures are derived by physical as well as biological means. It is safe to say that a new field, magnetobiology, has made its appearance in theoretical biophysics. This field still continues to cause much discussion, but it calls for more sophisticated studies to be carried out using rigorous mathematical and physical tools. This is written by Mr. Prokhorov, member of the Russian Academy of Sciences, winner of the Nobel Prize for Physics. And let's see, in which year has this been written? 2005. So yes, that's the start of our series on this book. Are you getting excited?